Well, great. Welcome to another week.
Yeah, more or less.
Yep.
It's fine. If you like weeks,
here we are.
Which I don't. So what's new this week? What happened? Who'd you kill?
No one important. They like didn't matter. Episode are we on this week? Is this episode 34?
34.
Is it 34?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe that enough people listen that we do this every week?
No. In my mind, no one listens and we do this only for ourselves.
It's just a thing that you and I get together and do. Do you ever go log in and look at the analytics?
No.
You love data.
I do.
Well,
how many people listen to this?
All time, we have 1.57 thousand listeners. I need to expand the range here.
1.57 thousand? That's a lot.
1567. Now, that's not that's not individuals necessarily.
That's just total listens. Still,
yeah,
it feels like too many people that have tuned in to hear us talk about nothing.
Do you worry that you don't know everyone who is signing in? So like there could be people at work who are listening to this and going like, oh God, oh God, I work with these people.
I had people DM me and be like, I love your podcast. And I'm like, hello.
Hi, we've never talked before. I'm Becca.
Hi, you know a lot of personal information about me.
I've had people I'm friends with here, who are like, I just feel like I know Becca really well and I've never met her and I probably never will.
Wow.
And I was like, I hope so. She's the worst.
That's a weird feeling.
Isn't it?
I'm a bit of an oversharer, so that's
yeah.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
People have met my mom.
That's true. I know more about your mom than I do about my own. And I like her better.
That does seem right. Yeah. Mary's just so cool.
Yeah. When we play Overcooked, Becca chooses the character that looks like Mary Lynch, and I choose the character
exactly
that looks like ghost Mary Lynch. So it's like
she looks exactly like Mary Lynch, the chef that has the short little brown bob. She's on the cover.
With the little
the
round
game.
Nose.
Yes, and mm-hmm. The brown bob. That is my mom's exact haircut.
That's Mary Lynch. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I want to see this poor chef throw lettuce all day.
David's mom might come up to the lake when we are there. Mm-hmm. To go like wine tasting for a day with me and my mom, which is gonna be very fun.
The meeting of the moms.
The secrets come out when you go wine tasting. Mm-hmm. That was when I found out that my mom had smoked pot before.
Can we say yeah. that on the air? Is she allow us to say that?
Sure. I'm sure her employer does not listen to this.
What if her church friends find out?
Great. Yeah. They already think she's a harlot, so
mm-hmm. I've seen the way she dresses.
Well, my dad used to be like a big pothead when he was a teenager.
Is that allowed to be out?
Sure. I don't.
Okay.
Well, it's illegal everywhere now. He only quit because he was like really good at fixing cars even as a teenager. Like that was the only thing he liked doing was like learning about cars and fixing cars. Still true. But at one point he and his friends, I don't know if he was driving, but he was really stoned and they were driving and the car broke down and on the side of the road. And he was just like, I popped the hood and I was just like, how am I supposed to know how to fix this space machine? And he was like, I should probably stop smoking.
I was a little too high to do that. I was getting hard for email.
My parents met because they worked at this little, like, it was called Shakey's. Like, basically, like, a Coney Island kind of, like, you could order food, but it also had, like, a big salad bar. Yeah.
I just love salad bars.
And,
I miss them.
That was where they met when my mom was 15 and my dad was 16, I think.
Mm, too young.
Yeah. Talk about too young. And, so they had been dating for like, I don't know, a couple months, and he showed up to the restaurant. She was working. He wasn't. He was off his shift, but he showed up super stoned, and he was like, I want a beef sandwich. Can you loan me $1.25? And she was like, I only have 75 cents, so you can get spuds. Like, they had, like, the thick cut French fries, like, spuds.
Steak fries.
And he was like, no, I want a beef sandwich.
Beef me.
He did not accept her offering of spuds.
And that's when she knew.
Yeah, true love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, so she claims she only smoked pot once in our wine tasting session. She said she didn't feel anything. She only did one puff. She was like,
and she didn't anything. Inhale. She did so it Obama did style again. Or whatever.
Slow, or no,
who did? Who
puff.
Said they didn't puff? Was it or they didn't breathe in? Was it Clinton? There's an ex-president who was I smoked marijuana, but I didn't actually breathe it in. I didn't inhale, I think is the quote.
So you smoked it wrong.
Yeah. So you're not smart.
You're bad at doing drugs.
Hold on, I'm going to look up and see who it was because I don't remember. It was Bill Clinton.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That does sound like him.
25 years ago today, this is from 2017, so 29 years ago, during the Clinton, he said, I smoked this campaign. He said, I smoked pot, but I didn't inhale.
So it's okay.
Yeah, that was different. He just, like, he smelled
it's
it.
Different.
You know, sometimes you smell things.
He just likes the taste on his tongue,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, like how I don't like coffee, but I'm okay with the smell of it.
But you're okay with putting it in your mouth and then spitting
it
out.
Yeah, I just hold it. I don't want to taste it, though. Okay?
You hold it below your tongue so you don't taste it.
Yeah, this is the quote. When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two and didn't like it. I didn't inhale, and I didn't try again. That must be like how he didn't have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
Same thing, yeah. Well, I think that the DARE program was really taking off then, right?
I mean, you know, the government was always like, don't do drugs. You'll turn into a murderer.
Yeah.
I did DARE when I was in fifth grade, and I was like, drugs sound fantastic.
We learned that marijuana was a gateway drug, which is so silly because it's a complete... So marijuana, I think, it makes you relaxed. I don't know what brain chemical...
I don't know what it does. I've never had it.
But what we never learned about was how, like, stimulant medication can actually be a gateway because that, like, stimulates, like, dopamine production. So, like, it's the same chemical makeup as, like, cocaine and meth, right? But it's just a much smaller quantity and you're taking it in, like, a measured dose.
Yeah, you're doing it the smart way.
But... So we learned all about how pot was bad, but then now you have kids, like, you know, just abusing the shit out of Adderall in high school, having no idea of, like, the repercussions or the fact that they're getting addicted to it or whatever. And I take Adderall, but I'm very cautious about it because I know that this is a thing.
I've seen you like to light a candle and measure it and just kind of relax. Mm-hmm. You put on some Sheryl Crow and, like, you're like, all right, we're going to just have a bite of this, just a little. To get some work done. It's a whole process. It seems like
I do the immediate release, so I only take it as needed, like if I know I'm about to do like work for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't take it on the weekends, and that I think really helps because then, like, by Friday I can kind of feel it kind of losing its effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you then don't take it for the weekends and then take it again on Monday, then it's back to like working. But if you just continuously always take it all the time, then eventually you're going to need a higher dose and then a higher dose and then a higher dose, which is just bad. Anyway.
So you're doing a lot of drugs is what I hear. And you learned that from your mom, who also does a lot of drugs.
That all sounds right. Yeah.
That's my understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
My mom smoked a lot of pot when she was younger, is what I understand from it. Because
nice.
When my brother started getting into it in, I don't know, middle school or high school, she really had no grounds to stand on to yell at him because he would just be like, well, you used to do this. Why can't I? But then also he started taking a lot of pills. So maybe it is a gateway for some people.
I remember our dad being like, you know, well, he smoked cigarettes for many, many years after he quit smoking pot. He started smoking cigarettes when he was like 12. Mm-hmm. And he quit when he was like maybe like 36, 37.
Wow, that's so old.
Yeah. No, I remember my mom basically giving him an ultimatum of like, we have kids now. You need to quit smoking or
Real quick, I need you to know there's a literal parrot outside of my window.
What?
I was going to take a picture. It just flew away. Oh, there's one on my, hold on. There's a literal parrot here. Okay.
That might be someone's pet because.
I think there are just parrots in San Francisco. Look this way, idiot. Okay, there he is. Yeah, I'll send you these afters, but it's a real, there's just a parrot outside.
My God.
Do you think I can teach it some words? I'm going to teach it how to say genocide.
I feel like we don't think enough about how weird it is that certain birds can just talk.
They're not talking, though. They're just mimicking the sound. You know how, like, you can... Have you seen the videos where a piano plays a song, but you can hear the vocals in it because of the way the piano hits the notes?
No.
The only one I think I've seen is All Star by Smash Mouth. But, like, it's playing the chords, but on top of that, there's, like... It's just flying around. There's, like, percussive notes and stuff that make it sound like singing. It's just mimicking, like, the frequencies and stuff. So they don't have any concept of the language, I don't
think. I know that
birds
don't, like, have grammar, but it's just so weird.
Idiots. They should go to school.
Yeah, grammar school. Oh, my God.
That's why they call it that, I bet.
I don't remember what I was talking about before the parrot.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I got so distracted because I'm like, I've never seen a parrot in my life ever.
Oh,
and now they're just
cigarettes.
Like, oh, there he's flying around again. Okay.
I was talking about how my dad quit smoking.
Yeah.
And then he switched to chewing tobacco for a while. And then eventually he did like the nicotine gum and all that stuff and got off of it. But So I never had any desire to smoke cigarettes because I thought that, like, you know, it smelled gross and it was bad for you and all that stuff. We did, like, I remember doing lung dissections in fifth grade, and we got to dissect both a healthy lung and a chronic smoker's lung, and that was what really did it for me.
Why did they take a healthy lung out of somebody?
Somebody who died.
Because they took their lung?
Yeah.
Give this to children. They have to know.
They have to know that my lungs are perfect.
Wait, why would they take that lung and let you dissect it instead of putting it into somebody who needs a lung transplant?
Because there could have been something wrong with it, right? Like,
I thought it was healthy.
Well,
you lied to me.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not the only. Maybe it wasn't a human lung. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Oh, so you're just doing casual animal abuse.
We definitely dissected lungs, but then we did get to also dissect a human smoker's lung, which was very jarring.
Because you
and
can't
I never,
reuse
ever
them
wanted
when,
to touch a,
my mom has
I
smoked
never ever wanted
life.
To touch a cigarette.
I mean, her whole life. She's smoked as long as I've known her, so 36 years. And
so
I'm
she
sure
should donate that lung to a class of fifth graders so they
I'll
can
see
open it up
if
and be
she'll
like,
just let me drop it off at a school. Like, I got you this. It's my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked briefly in my late 20s, like for maybe 2 or 3 years. It was fine. It was very relaxing, but one day it just tasted bad. And so I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I started singing more, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I won't smoke anymore.
But you are very, like, not prone to, like, getting addicted to things. Like, from what I've seen, like, you do not, like, drink every day. You don't get, like, things like, a video game. Like, you don't, like, go down a rabbit hole, or you don't, like, binge shows even. Like,
no,
so I
really.
Feel like it's a different level of like compulsion control, which I feel like for some people, like I know that I can very easily get like way too into things or way too like.
Yeah, I saw that with the chess show last year. And when you dabbled in Tetris very intensely.
Yes. And I have like family history of addiction. So I just, I never wanted to touch a cigarette, but that my dad started chewing tobacco after he quit cigarettes, and that was disgusting.
I say that's so much worse. Well, I mean,
so
they're
gross.
Both terrible.
Well, he didn't,
I know it's worse.
He didn't do that for very long because it was gross. Like it was, he just was doing it to like get the hit, and then he started doing the like Nicorette gum, and he finally quit. Mm-hmm. I never had a desire to try pot. I think because of all the scare tactics.
So it works then.
We didn't find out until we were teenagers that our dad like smoked pot a lot. And he was like, it made me a lot stupider. So like, you know, it's not. And you inherited that. Yeah. And all the kids at my school that smoked pot all had like a reputation. Like it wasn't cool. So, like, my school was one of those schools where it was like cool if you were like the popular kids were like kind of smart. Like not too smart. It
was
not
the case when I was in school.
But they were all like, they were all like, they weren't, student council was the weird kids, but like NHS was like the like cool smart kids. And that like
were you in this? Because I feel like you might be too close to the situation here.
I was on the fringe. I had a couple friends that were like in the popular
hardcore
group, but I was
student
not
council.
I was
oh that
too
you were telling us the other day
be...
you had a draw thing.
No, I was hot in high school once my braces were off because my jaw was like in the perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
I have a slight underbite and it got fixed by my braces. So like my senior pictures in high school, that was my peak. That was the best I've ever looked. And I look like a Republican in those pictures.
I was going to say, I remember you showed those to Taylor and me and we were like, you look like you bullied us. You look like you think, families need a mom and a dad specifically.
Yeah, I had highlighted hair. And you know, I wore contacts every day.
Mm-hmm. You used to go by Becky. I remember that.
No, never. No. It was like, well, I think there were two kind of groups. There was like the popular, like kind of like anorexic girls that all went into like cosmetology. And then there was the popular smart girls that all like went to Michigan State and now they're nurses. Like that, it was the, that's where it branched off.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a group of kids that were like the golden children. Like they were like, they were all pretty smart, not too smart, you couldn't be too smart, but like they all like went to like state schools, they all played sports. I just didn't have the energy or like the social understandings to like know how to even get fit into this. So I had a few friends from like my AP classes that were like in that, you know, group, but I was just too busy. Like I think about how busy I was in high school. Like how did I survive? But no, I only had a couple close friends in high school.
Well, now you have so many, so
it's true.
Mm.
But yeah, the cool kids, or at least the cool kids that I wanted to like me, did not smoke pot. So it was never a social pressure for me.
I feel like the cool kids in band smoked pot, but I didn't. I didn't drink or do anything until, like, I had my first drink after I turned 21. And then we went out for my birthday on my 21st birthday, and we went to Mongolian Barbecue. I still didn't get a drink. I was like, I don't need it. And then we went to Pinball Pete's, and that was the night. And then, like, I think a week later, I was like, okay, I'll try a drink. And so I bought a 6-pack of Smirnoff and smuggled it into the dorms. They were the first-year dorms because the person I was dating was a freshman. And she and I had them. And then, like, an RA knocked on the door, and I was like, oh, my God, we got to hide these. And I was already a little tipsy. So I hid them under, like, her roommate's bed who was away for the weekend, except they weren't closed. And so it kind of spilled on the bed. We had to do laundry. Because it, like, the Smirnoff is so sugary and gross, like, you have to just wash it. And then, like, a week later, I was like, those weren't too bad. I'll go buy a larger bottle. So I bought a fifth of Smirnoff, not realizing that Smirnoff Ice is different than Smirnoff. And I was trying to drink it. I was like, this is bad. This is not, this must have gone bad. But then.
You were just drinking straight vodka?
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, my God.
And then I found rum and Coke, and I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. But then I used to go to parties in college, like the band parties, and I'd have a 20-ounce that was half rum and half Coke, and I'd have two of those. And then I'd wake up the next day like, I probably had fun.
Yeah, the first time I ever got drunk was at an orchestra party. I don't know if I've told the story on the podcast. I was in the Pops Orchestra in college, which was like the orchestra for, it was really good and it was pretty competitive to get into, but it was mostly non-music majors, and we played like popular classical music that, you know, crowd that pleasers that people like, know, yeah. and film scores, and like Broadway stuff. Like the Star Trek one. Yeah, so it was all, it was super fun because it was like, the target was like people who, you know, played orchestra in high school and are pretty good, but don't want to play in like a boring orchestra. But we had what was called the progressive party every year or every semester, which was, there were four houses, all kind of within walking distance to each other, and each one was assigned a course. And so that person would have to like prepare a bunch of food. It was all paid for. Like we had a social budget. But so that person would prepare their course. And then you had four, you got split into three groups. Okay. There were four houses, three courses, and then an after party. So everybody got it split into three groups and you got assigned your starting house.
This
and
is
then
some
you
nerdy drinking shit. I don't even like this.
No. The drinking wasn't even until the end. So because we were using the university's budget for the progressive dinner party part, we couldn't have alcohol at those. So that was just like a three-course meal in a rotating order. And then at the end, you went to the after party, and that was where the executive board, who is like the group of students that ran the group, would all pitch in like $20 and buy drinks for the whole orchestra. Mm-hmm. And so that was, I was on that board, and I had to be the one to make the Meijer run one year, and I checked out two shopping carts full of liquor and beer and wine
from Ann Arbor Saline. It was amazing. That's the Meijer to go to.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so that was my first party. I was a freshman. And
how did you buy it if you were a freshman? Or if this the time different year?
The time I bought it was my senior year. Okay. Yeah. But I'm just saying that it was that party, right? Like we did it every semester. And I showed up to the after party. I had never been to a party before. Like I didn't do that in high school. I know. So I show up to the party and there's already like a bunch of people there. It's maybe like 20, 25 people there. I go into the kitchen and they have one of the counters is just covered in bottles. And they're just like, get whatever you want. Like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
This is great. I love college.
So I filled I'm going to like gag describing this. I filled a solo cup. like 3/4 of the way with cherry vodka and then the rest with a little bit of Coca-Cola. I was like,
cherry,
it's a cherry
vodka
Coke.
And Coke? No, that's a, yep. Vodka and Coke I don't think go together.
I drank the whole thing and then they played Slap the Bag, which is where somebody, you take the bag out of the Franzia box and then you hold it above whoever's playing their head, and then you open the spout and then you see how long they can chug. That's the whole game.
It
is
sounds
how long
terrible
can you chug.
That's not even good wine.
Bad wine. The record was like a minute and 45 seconds.
Did they
of
finish
just chug
the bag?
No, because it's huge. It's like 5 gallons. Yeah. Also, like, you know, norovirus has entered the chat. Like it was just like 70 people just like passing around this bag. And then we did peppermint patties, which is where you like kneel and two people, like one person pours mint schnapps into your mouth and the other person pours Hershey chocolate syrup and then you shake it around in your mouth. Those are delicious. Those are so good. They taste
like
just
syrup.
Like a York peppermint patty.
I've never had
So one. I was combining all of these things. I got a ride back to my dorm. I think I also had like another glass of wine or something.
Does your mom know this story? Because she's gonna.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. They've heard this story. Got a ride back to my dorm and got to my dorm room, started climbing. I had a lofted bed. So I started climbing my ladder, laid down in my bed. And I was just like, oh, God, the whole world's spinning. Like, oh, no.
I feel sick listening to you talk about this.
I know. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to puke. So I then had to, but my plan was like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to crawl down my little ladder. I was in the dorm room right next to the communal bathroom. So I was like, I just got to run, you know, 10 feet down the hall and then I'm there. I start climbing down the ladder and I just vomit all over my wooden ladder. I slip down because I puked on it.
Yeah.
And then I puked red wine all over our zebra print rug because it was 2014 and I had a zebra print rug. Threw up all over that. I go, now I've thrown up all over my clothes as well. So I go into the communal bathroom and I just get in the shower.
I turn on
the shower and I just keep throwing
up. That's what I did the first time I threw up too. Is I was like, well, I know I'm going to throw up. I might as well be in the shower while I do it. And I washed my hair and then I threw up and I went to bed. It was great.
Thankfully, my roommate never came home that night. So she was like out with some people. So I wake up the next morning in my bed, still just, and I'm like, the room
covered smells in vomit.
And I'm so hungover, I want to just fucking die. So, but then I have to wash my sheets and my rug, and it's like chunky, it's gross. And so I carry, you have like the laundry room for the whole dorm room, which is like this huge laundry room. So I carry my fucking rug down there, put it in the washing machine, and then throw up again in the laundry. So then I'm like, I gotta eat something. So I get a blue Gatorade from the vending machine, and then I start walking over to the dorm. I was in like one of those dorms that was like, it was in like a row of a bunch of dorm buildings, and then the one at the end had the meal hall. So I had to walk outside, and then this was like a newly built dining hall, so it was all modern. It was like all glass, basically. It was like a glass box, like very fancy looking. So there's a bunch of students like eating their breakfast in there like Sunday morning, and I'm walking past, like you have to kind of walk around it a bit to get in there, and I'm walking towards the entry door, and I'm just like, oh no. I run to a bush right in front of this all glass dining hall, and I just puke all over the bush, and then I just sadly walked back to my dorm room and went to sleep.
So I'm not, I have two semi-related stories that I want to tell because we should read a story before that. But they're quick. So one related to puking in front of a glass building. The first time I came to San Francisco, we were eating at this place called Cafe Reveille over in Mission Bay, I think. And we watched this guy in like a suit vomit into the gutter and then like brush his mouth off and walk into work for the day. It was like 9 a.m. And he just, like, he clearly was working off a night, because I think it must have been a Thursday or Friday. And he throws up, he looks terrible, and he gets up and he goes, straightens his coat, and then walks in. Wipes his mouth and goes to work, and I'm like, he's going to have a bad day. The other story is related to the college party, is we had, we used to do band parties as well, like the EMU marching band. We had this big house that they called the Ocho, because it had three floors, and there were actually nine of us living there at the time. And this kid shows up. He's a trumpet player. I think he was a freshman at the time. He might have been a sophomore, but he was either not old enough to drink or just barely old enough to drink. And he's like, I've never had alcohol before, so I'm only having the jungle juice tonight. And we were like, oh, no, that's the worst choice you can make. He spent, I believe, the entire rest of the night vomiting. So those are my slightly related stories.
Jungle juice, I've made some very good jungle juice. Once I was like, by the time I was like a junior and a senior, and I got to kind of help like plan the orchestra parties, I would still get drunk, but I knew how to not get sloppy drunk. So then you're just watching everybody else get, like, your objective is to get everybody sloppy drunk. I got to make the jungle juice once and it was super good. The problem with jungle juice is not the alcohol, in my opinion. It's the sugar content. Like, it's just, if you make it properly, it's like fruit punch, and then you pour in, you know, a whole, like, several bottles of vodka, and then you just add straight up Kool-Aid concentrate powder, right? And that's, it just makes it so sweet that it doesn't taste like anything. But then every glass has, like, 200 grams of sugar, right? Like, which, that's what makes you sick. Like, yeah, alcohol dehydrates you and that will make you sick. But, like, all the times I've thrown up from drinking, it's because I've had, like, a super sugary drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fishbowl or something.
Well, I don't remember the last time I threw up from drinking.
I miss those parties. Those were so fun.
I enjoyed them at the time. I can't imagine I would enjoy anything like that these days. Because most days now, I'm like, I want to have a drink, maybe two, and just play video games with my friends or music.
I don't know. Like, you know, I liked when we did the karaoke for your going away party. And everybody got really good. Pretty lit that night.
I know. I had to have Ben driving
home. I think if it's in like the right environment. I think if it's the right environment, that's still super fun.
I think so, like, but I do like karaoke. I love a karaoke room. No, I wouldn't either. But I do love a karaoke room and a party in there.
The last college house party I went to was like spring of 2019, because my friend Kristen graduated in 2019. And she wanted me to come to like this, you know, physics house party for like a bunch of kids in the physics department. And I was just like, oh, I am too old for this. Like, I thought it sounded fun. And then we went there. And it was, like, fucking so crowded. Everyone was yelling. Everyone looked 5 years old. And I had to wait in a line to use a disgusting bathroom.
You sound so old.
It's like, I just waited in line to pee in a toilet that doesn't have any toilet paper. Like, what am I doing? That was the last
couple. I'm so glad those days are behind us. And now when we get together, what do? We have a couple drinks and tell each other how much we hate each other. And then we pack.
That's way more fun.
Yeah. I like never knowing if my friends actually like me. It keeps things interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did I say in our little like Slack today? What? It's just like, I feel like because I'm saying it to you, it's fine. But Alex like did not understand. He was just like, holy shit. Like, I was like, you were like, oh no, I'm a human. And I was like, no, Jess, trans people aren't people.
We talk about this. I was like, I hate to say it during Pride Month.
I was like, I hate to do this during Pride Month, but I need you to know how I feel. And Alex was like, what the fuck?
Well, because later then you were like, someone, I think Kyle asked, what's your role? Like, what's your title at Duo? And you were going to type something, I just put bitch.
I laughed out loud. What's your title, bitch?
Yeah, hi, I'm on the data science team. My official title is bitch. I'm with the data science team. All right, read a story. We're 44 minutes in by my clock here, which I know maybe 8 of that was us not keeping anything, but we're like halfway through. We haven't read any stories yet.
Great. Well, we'll have stories for next week. I mean, listen, the people listening to this, if they really wanted to read posts from Am I the Asshole, they could just go on Reddit. They're here to listen to us tell stories about puking in a bush.
Then I got to get more puking in a bush stories. Better do some research this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be tough research.
Yeah, if the cops ask me, like, why are you vomiting in this bush? I'll say, science. It's for my podcast.
It's for my podcast. Okay.
My dedicated listeners.
I picked out a couple posts. I think
I've seen
some of them sound all right. I'm going to do this one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for having a family dinner after my sister's wedding? My sister, quote, Jess, 30, female, got married on Saturday morning. I, 26, female, did not attend for a multitude of reasons, but primarily because I don't care for her fiance, quote, Jay, and we don't get along. So I figured I would skip to allow them to have a happy time without me being a Debbie Downer raining on their parade. Due to the wedding, several family members were in town, some that I hadn't seen for quite a few years and may not get to see again before they get too old or pass away as they are older or living out of the country. Since I didn't go to the wedding, I figured I would host a family dinner later in the evening from the wedding, as most of my family members are scheduled to leave Sunday or Monday and everybody would be split up. The wedding began at 11 a.m. The dinner was scheduled to begin at 5. So their dinner, not the wedding dinner. Mm-hmm. I live an hour from the venue, so I knew most people would be on the road by 4 p.m., but I figured that seeing as the wedding started at 11, 5 hours would be plenty of time for everyone to visit and mingle with Jess at the actual wedding.
Especially a wedding right now, as people are coming out of COVID. You know,
and haven't seen each other for a year and a half.
They're going to be like, you know what, 4 hours was enough for me.
We got to go. Yeah. Around 4:30, Jess called me completely irate, yelling, swearing, and just generally saying harsh things about how I'd stolen her guests and ruined her day in multiple ways, especially since I didn't invite her and Jay to the dinner. Again, the fiancé that I don't get along with. I didn't beg anyone to come to the dinner, nor did I pressure anyone, and I left it open to all of them about whether or not they wanted to come, most of which did. I thought this was fine compromise since it would decrease the tension for everyone involved and make for smoother sailing, but Jess sent me an incredibly nasty message and has blocked me from her Instagram and Facebook. I'm unsure of whether or not she blocked my phone number or if she's just not responding. She definitely blocked your phone number. Mm-hmm. I think the dinner idea, I didn't think the dinner idea was so horrible, but my boyfriend feels like it was an asshole move that I should try to apologize to her, but I need more perspectives. Am I the asshole? 1000%.
Yeah, like I don't even know how you questioned. Like I gave them enough time. I also kind of think that the guests that were leaving to go to this dinner are kind of assholes too. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. I hate the idea of, like, I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer at her wedding, so instead I didn't go and held a separate event. Like, did you consider that you could have gone to the wedding and just not have been a bitch about it? Like,
that's terrible.
Or, like, when you're at a wedding, you don't, it's not like you're spending the whole time talking to the bride and groom. No, you're just fucking there. Like, you might talk to them and, you know, you might have 30 seconds in which you have to fake a smile and say congratulations. Yay, it was beautiful.
I hope he doesn't die
and then
soon.
You can just go back to hanging out with, you know, getting free drinks. Like, what? Like, this is so weird. Let's see what the comments say.
I'm looking at the comments that she's posted for some context here, because this said, info, did people actually come to your dinner? What did they say to them and communicate to you how rude it was? And the person said, you're the asshole, by the way. And she said, yes, most of them came. Not everyone, of course. They mainly remarked that they missed me at the wedding, which I just told them that the groom and I don't get along and it was better for me not to go, and that it was a tight squeeze, but they were happy they got to see me before they left. So I feel like they're being like, oh, I'm justified because people were happy to see me.
I feel like it's, I don't blame the family so much because it's putting them in a tough spot.
Oh, yeah, that sucks for them.
If you're going to be like, I, your other close family member, I'm not going to the wedding, so you have one opportunity to see me before you fly home. That sucks for them too, and they're going to feel like obligated to go to both things, which is silly. I like this comment. You couldn't manage to get over yourself and put on a smile for a few hours to be at your sister's wedding, and if that's not bad enough, you straight up stole her guests from the reception and you don't think you're the asshole, you are sorely mistaken. This is absolutely awful.
I know. I really don't like the person.
It's really mean. It's like so shitty. Even if you absolutely hate your partner's spot, like, it's not about you and whether or not you like the person. Like, you just show up. Like,
why
that's
not
it. It's your
do
sister.
The dinner the night before or something, right? Like, if people are in town, or just do it with the people who will come
breakfast the next
late
morning.
Yeah, or if
do
you really want to see
the
them,
morning.
Go do that. So she's saying the reason I don't like the fiancé is I don't like his personality or who he is as a person. Most of the interactions I've had with him have been unpleasant. Our personalities and our views just clash terribly, and the times he doesn't completely forget I exist, he's outwardly rude to me. The final straw was when I tried extending an olive branch by having him and Jess over for lunch. He was horrible towards my dog. We haven't had an interaction since. The dog, she says, is very energetic and playful and gets excited about new people, so she jumped on him when he walked through the door, as dogs do, and he pushed her away too hard and called her names.
My guess is he probably is mean to you because you're a bitch.
Yeah, you sound terrible.
You sound like, okay, the dog thing aside, I don't really take it personally when people are annoyed with my dog because, mm-hmm. A, some people don't like dogs, and B, sometimes someone's just having a bad day and they don't want a dog to jump on them, and I fully understand that. Like, I love my dog very much, but that doesn't mean everybody has to. So that is not a reason to be like, I'm not going to go to your wedding because my dog jumped on you and you pushed her away.
You said,
like,
no,
thank what
you.
The fuck.
Oh, I like a good easy one where it's like, you're absolutely the asshole.
This
what
is
the hell is wrong with
shitty
you
shitty person.
I want to
how did
to
you fucking
wedding.
How did you type this out and be like, I'm still not sure?
Yeah, like, you read this, I hope, for, you know, to proofread, and you're like, No, I think I'm in the right here. It's the children who are wrong.
Somebody said, you're the asshole. I'm having a hard time believing you didn't do this on purpose just to spite them. You took a chunk of their big day. Couldn't you at least have waited until the next day for your dinner? Or brunch? Because she was
people are leaving early. And then, okay, well then they don't want to come to breakfast. Yeah.
Do breakfast.
Get a midnight snack.
We did a... my brother, at the morning after my brother's wedding, everybody stayed at the same hotel in Ann Arbor. It was one of the Holiday Inns down by that Buffalo Wild Wings off South State Street.
I know just the one on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. That cluster of hotels. And so like all the guests were staying there. So I drove down there from my condo the next morning to have breakfast with everyone because my family was all there and they were leaving that morning. So I was like, well, I'll go to the hotel breakfast to see my family. But like, Jesus Christ. Also, this sucks.
Total asshole move. I'm surprised the boyfriend is like, didn't try to stop this because he's like, this was an asshole move. Like, why was
maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know because the sister didn't know that this was happening.
Yeah.
The sister didn't know that this was happening until her guests started to leave her wedding.
And they were like, aren't you coming too for the after party? And she's like, what after party?
Yeah, that's probably how the sister spun it to the family members. It was probably like, oh my God, like, no, I have to work for her wedding or whatever. So I'm going to just host an after party that you guys can all come to.
Yeah. Because
it's an early wedding.
And they probably assume, like, of course, later. The bride will be here.
Of course,
here.
The it's bride will come. Day. We had an after party at my brother's wedding, and it was at Buffalo Wild Wings. And it was really fun. My parents paid for it.
That sounds so good. I hope they do that for your wedding. I would love to have my wings paid for. You've never seen how many boneless wings I can eat.
I will make sure that we have an after party at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes, you heard it here, podcast listeners. If it doesn't happen, I get to murder Becca legally. Legally. I said legally. Well, great. Let's take our break because we're already a little ways in. And we'll come back.
Do a game and a post.
Game and a post.
All right.
Cool.
Ba-da-da-ba-ba-boo. Yeah.
I have so much to say. I'm going to actually build a synthesizer that just has my common words. It'll be like cheese, cami.
Salad.
Salad, bitch, spicy.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Hot pot.
Mm-hmm.
Cami.
I'll be like one of those dogs that learns how to hit a mat for certain words. That'll be me being like, snack, snack, snack.
I think those are full of shit. Like, I can get your dog knowing to press a button that says like outside and like dinner and like, you know, things that result in them getting something, but I don't buy it of like these people being like, my dog is like using, like, there's these people on TikTok that have these,
and
the dog is like, the dog's name is Bunny, and it's like, Bunny, dog, why? And the person is like, oh my God, they're having a breakthrough.
Holy shit.
No, they're just hitting random buttons because when they hit the buttons, you get excited, and so it makes them happy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Dogs are not profound creatures. Sorry.
Did you watch the new Bo Burnham?
No.
You have to watch it.
It's going to make me feel a lot of things. I can already
tell. It absolutely is. You're going to be devastated, but you have to watch it.
Ugh. I'll maybe watch it when David's gone.
I told Ben that it has huge Ben energy.
All right. I have... we're back. I have my posts. These might be my favorite ever.
Oh, good.
They are
great.
Very silly. I'm going to try to not
laugh. It's going to be a crapshoot again when I try to guess.
I'm going to try to not laugh because these are exceptionally silly. All right. Whenever you're ready.
You know what? Go ahead. Hit me with them. I'm not scared.
All right, pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
3. Am I the asshole for calling my neurologist brother Dr. Poopy Pants?
You like
Am
that
Am I
one.
The asshole for not splitting my pizza with my wife? Would I be the asshole if I gave my mom a ham sandwich? Am I the asshole for only watching porn in the morning? And am I the asshole for taking my fiance's last name?
I feel like you picked that one to try to trick me.
I don't know.
I don't know anything.
I came up with it knowing that you would think that it was a trick when in fact it was a trick, and now it's a double trick.
I think I know you're not that smart. I'm gonna pick ham sandwich.
All right, you want me to read them again?
No, I picked ham sandwich.
No, that one is real, and in fact, it is not even spelled mom, it's spelled ma.
Ma.
Would I be the asshole if I gave my ma a ham sandwich?
What's the real
one? That one is...
Or the fake one.
That one is real. You mean the fake one?
Yeah.
Would I be the ass... Or am I the asshole for only watching porn in the morning?
I
don't know why that came in there.
That sounds
like a
personal... I want to
know what that situation
would even
be.
Like, how dare you? You know I prefer to watch
no,
this
like,
in the
what's
evening.
What's that scenario?
How would it make you the asshole?
Like, what's... Yeah, like, what, do you have, like, little kids that are around in the morning? But you're like, I can only do this in the morning.
Well, they're
so they're going to have
teacher,
to just
so.
Deal with it. No, the ham sandwich one is real, and it's short, so
sandwich.
I want to read it really quick.
Okay.
All right, would I be the asshole if I gave my ma a ham sandwich? Howdy, my first time posting, and everyone seems to apologize for that, so I'll say sorry for that, too. Put it bluntly, I like ham, and I eat ham. I come from a family with strict religious values that restrict such diet. They don't know I eat ham. As for ma, I don't think she ain't that religious, but she does her best to follow. That's
this,
literally what it says.
This sounds
I don't
fake
think
because of how terrible the writing is.
I don't think she ain't that religious, but she does her best to follow. She's admitted she's tried ham, but her opinion of it is eh, quote, E-H, quote. And if
Ma
she was given the chance
eh.
to eat some, she'd refuse it. I ordered a honey-baked ham sandwich, and it was great, but I couldn't finish the other half. Since Ma works at night, I prepare her lunch for work. Would I be the a-hole thing? To give me ma half the sandwich and tell her it's just turkey or say nothing at all, or should I not give it to her? Just wondering. Thanks for taking the time to read. There are so many comments.
I feel like you shouldn't give people ham if they're like, I don't eat it for religious reasons, but also I just don't like it. Whether you believe they're religious or not, like, whatever, they said they are.
Would I be the a-hole thing to give me ma half the sandwich?
Me ma.
That sounds like the phrasing of like that video of the Yahoo Answers, like, am I Preganon Ant?
To me, you were reading it like the twins that are like, Da Vinci?
Da Vinci? Me ma.
Me ma.
All right.
All right, I'm going to
read
one
more of these. Maybe two more. We got time.
Yeah, let's do two. Hold on. I got to pick one. Oh, what are we going to lie about? Okay. This one looks good. Am I the asshole for refusing to lie to my niece about getting married? My girlfriend and I, 28 and 29, no gender given, have been together 9 years, just found out we're going to have a baby. We are very excited, have been trying for almost 6 months, so this is huge for us. My sister and niece came over to our house a few days back. They already knew since we told everybody else already. My niece is 9 and started asking questions about when the wedding's going to be. we were both confused because our families know we don't have plans on ever getting married, so there sure as hell isn't going to be a wedding. Apparently, my sister told her there was going to be one after finding out we're having a baby. But I said, we are not getting married, and that seemed to confuse my niece for some reason. She asked my sister, aren't people supposed to be married so they can have a baby? This is a story about you, Becca. My sister told her, it's true, so we do plan on it in the future. This felt too ridiculous for me, and we didn't want to play along with whatever it was my sister was trying to force. We assured my niece that we had no plans to get married, and we're still going to have our baby regardless. We left it at that and changed the subject to something else. My sister was beyond mad when we talked about it. She knows we don't believe in getting married, but we still could have gone along with it since she doesn't want her daughter thinking it's okay to have kids out of wedlock. I think it's ridiculous, but her kid, her rules, I guess. She thinks because we know her beliefs on marriage and all that stuff, the least we could do is respect her enough to get along with it, even if we don't plan on actually getting married. Now, I don't know if maybe we were assholes. It seems pretty obvious that what she was trying to push during the conversation, but we just wouldn't lie about it. She seems to believe we were for not wanting to do this for her. I don't think they are at all. That's nonsense. Why would you try to teach a child that?
No, that's really weird. Like, it's one thing to tell kids, you know, when they're really young, like, oh, yeah, you get married and then you have a baby. But as soon as you encounter an example that is counter to that, all you had to do was tell your kid, like, oh, well, sometimes people have a baby and they don't get married just because they don't want to. And that's okay, too. Right? Like,
yeah, I feel like you're sheltering this child and then they're going to hit the real world and, like, lose their fucking shit. They're going to be like, what? Because I bet the next story is you can only have sex when you're married to somebody. You can't just have that unless you get married.
There's a really good comment that says if the mom keeps telling the niece this lie, guess who will be pregnant in high school because she thought only married people can get pregnant. Yep.
I heard you had to kiss, like when you get married, you kiss, and that makes it okay to have a baby.
That. Okay, but the thing is, as soon as I asked my mom that, she was just no, that has nothing to do with that.
So somebody called Fresh Cold Takes left a comment that says, you're the asshole. You don't believe in getting married? What kind of goofy nonsense is this? It's not a belief since marriage is a real thing that exists. You're just making bad choices. I feel like they must be a troll account because that's so off point. Other religions are a real thing too. Doesn't mean
that's like
all of
well,
them.
Their name, their username,
Fresh Cold Takes.
Their username implies that they're trying to be like an edgelord, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Classic David move.
I mean, I think you'll run into some legal like things that might end up being more difficult because you don't feel like getting married. It's not to say that it's like your choice ultimately. I don't really understand, but whatever. It's not like for me to understand.
I think people have different views on it. Like, I don't think it matters. You will do what you want to do as a couple. I think that's appropriate. But I don't think it's appropriate to lie to a child to teach
to
them
a kid
that only that way is right. Like, they should be able to hear the different viewpoints. But that kind of like indoctrination into one way
it's
of believing
one thing,
is a problem anyway.
It's one thing to tell your kid, like, oh, you should wait until, you know, you're either married or, like, you know, you found your life partner, however you want to phrase it. One thing to say that so that they don't think that, like, you can just go have a baby willy-nilly because it's hard to do. But,
you can,
yeah,
though.
If you just instill in them, like, only... If you're instilling in them, like, only people who are married... can have babies, then they're gonna like just think that they will only get pregnant if they're married. It's very weird.
I don't like it. I don't think the couple is the assholes at all, because I'm like, it's, you know, they're almost 30, they're living their lives, like, they're just, I'm not gonna lie to a child. If someone asked me, you know, about anything, I would not lie to them. I might find a way to say it so that they understand that not everybody may think the same way, but I would not lie about it. Because then they're in the world and they think this, and it's just not good. when your inevitable it's future hard child because, asks like, me about it, I'm going to be like, no, you can have a baby right now.
It's hard because 9-year-olds don't, like, at that stage of development, kids don't have a grasp of, like, nuance, right? Like, they think that everything is black and white and there are fixed rules and this is that and this is that. And so they've had it, like, in their brain that married people have babies. And I can understand that that might be
in their brain. Like, why do we have to start with that? I'll be like, people have babies for lots of reasons, but the preferred, you could say maybe the preferred way is X or Y, but I don't think you should teach them, like,
of course,
only the way that your parents are telling you is the right way. That's just as bad as
I'm not saying that that's coming from the parents. I'm saying, like, regardless, that is probably something that's just going to get ingrained in the kid, whether it's from, you know, stories, fairy tales, all these things. And, you know, you can take it upon yourself to be like, babies and marriage are separate things that can happen separately. But I think at this point, a 9-year-old is just going to have a harder time understanding that. And so, but, like, that is not your problem to lie to her about, like, right? Like,
I think you're underestimating 9-year-olds though, too, because I feel like I was aware of this when I was 9. I don't know. And 9-year-olds stay on the internet, so it's not like they can't look this up. Or they might have people in school who are, like, their friends and their parents aren't married or divorced or whatever. You know, like, there's so many different things out there. I feel like sheltering the child is not the right way to do it because they need to be prepared for the real world.
Yeah, there's a way to instill a love, like, you should be in, like, a committed relationship. And marriage is just one way to signify that you have a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how I would explain that to a kid, but I would not go about it by lying and saying, no, they're going to get married.
I would just explain it like that. But, most people have babies when they're together and they love each other and they might be married and that's good. And other people have babies on accident and that's less good generally, but they make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could explain it in the sense of, like, marriage is just one way of saying I'm gonna be with you forever, and it involves a whole bunch of steps and legal things, and some people are fine with knowing that they want to be together forever and they don't need the process. And that's not to say that one is better than the other, they're just two different ways of doing the same thing.
I think it would be better just to be honest and try to explain it in a way they can understand, even if they're younger, like, than to lie outright or get other people to lie, especially. So, like, for this story or this post in particular, I don't think the lying was ever going to be the right move.
Yeah. I feel like you could even still just, like, simplify it and say, like, people have babies when they love each other and, you know, marriage is just one thing that people can do when they love each other, but it's not, you don't have to be married to have a baby. Like, that might be one way to separate it for the kid, just so they can understand it. But
people are they have babies when the relationship is failing and they don't know what to do, so they have a kid.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. One of my sister-in-law said one of her friends did that recently. She was like, one of her friends was like telling her, like, oh my god, I'm so glad that we got pregnant because we had been having a lot of problems. And my sister-in-law is like, you know, it's 10 times harder to have a baby, right? Like, that's relationship hard mode, this baby.
Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, let's read one more.
One more quick one.
No, the longest one you've got. That's what I want.
No.
Okay. No.
This one sounds heavy, so I'm going to save it. I want to do a silly one.
Aww.
All right, I want to know what's going on with this one. Am I the asshole for saying it's weird that my siblings are getting married? Okay, so this is a throwaway account.
The way that is stated, it makes it sound like they're marrying each other. Oh, okay.
That's what I... Yeah. Is that... Okay. Okay, we're about to find out. This is a throwaway account for obvious reasons. These are my half-siblings. My 24 female, half-sister, 21 female on my mom's side, and my half-brother, 22 male, on my dad's side, are getting married in December. So it is two half siblings that are marrying each other. Both of my parents have been supportive but awkward about it. My mom took my sister dress shopping on Saturday and I stayed at my brother's house to have lunch with him and my dad. We started talking about the wedding and I randomly blurted something along the lines of, "This is so weird." When asked what I meant, I stated that my siblings were about to marry each other and I tried to crack a joke about indirect incest. This did not go over well. My brother called me a bitch and said I was making things unnecessarily weird. My dad stayed silent. I immediately defended myself, saying that technically that's exactly what it is and that this is an awkward situation. Tried to get my dad to chime in, but he refused to stand up for either of us. My brother asked me to leave, and then later that day I got a call from my sister saying that if I couldn't be supportive and happy for them, I shouldn't even bother coming to the wedding. I feel like this was all blown out of proportion. Am I the asshole? I don't think so.
And I think they're an asshole for saying it to the siblings. The groom? Yeah, like to think that and maybe talk about with other family members, whatever, but to say it to them, I think that's the asshole move.
I think it depends on the tone, right? Like, I think it's fine to just be like, "Hey, elephant in the room, this is a little weird because you're siblings, technically."
But they're not, they're not related by blood, which is like,
correct.
I think the reason people don't like that is because it can lead to genetic defects if you have kids together, but like, they're not really related. So
yeah, but it's
a societal, it is weird for our society. Weird. I don't think it matters though. I think it's an asshole move to be like, "This is too weird."
I don't know. I think it's fine to make a, like, I don't think you're an asshole for being like, "This is kind of weird because you're siblings," even if you're not. Because if you're saying that they're not, like, they're not actually siblings because they're not blood related, then, like, okay, you know, like, adoptive kids consider their family to be their siblings and whatever. And, like, they like, grew up together. They were kids together. Like, so, I don't know. It says, "Yes, we were legitimately all raised together. Since we were in diapers, we have been raised as siblings, just within two separate households." So they each have a separate, like, step parent, basically.
The poster got banned for not accepting the judgment. And they're leaving a lot of comments on other people's comments to say, "Okay. Okay."
I agree with the poster. They grew up together from diapers.
I think it is odd, but I, like, who cares? Like, if they're happy and they're not related anyway, and I still think the biggest problem is telling it to, like, them, like, to their face. Think what you want. How many other marriages between people who aren't related are you like, "That's super weird," but you would never say that to those people?
I guess.
I mean, I'm not trying to convince you. I just disagree. I think they are an asshole for saying that. And also, like, the general tone of their comments kind of makes me think they're just an asshole in general.
There is a very highly voted comment that says, "Not the asshole. This is fucking weird. Full stop."
Those are people's own hang-ups based on how they were raised or whatever. Like, not that I would marry. I don't have any half-siblings, but I don't see the problem for them because who cares? Like, there's not the issues that you would have from having a child. So
I don't know.
It's just weird. I don't think it's from like a social perspective.
It's super weird. It's uncommon. So somebody says, "I'm surprised by all of the comments. This is an uncomfortable situation for OP. She was wrong to make the joke about incest. Incest can involve trauma and victims. It's a joke that shouldn't have been made, not only because it's inaccurate and insulting in this situation, but also because it minimizes the pain of people who are victims. Ultimately, if she lives in a small town and everybody knows each other, these jokes are going to be made by other people. It's probably why her brother and sister were so upset. It must have hurt, especially coming from someone they hoped would love and support them. I don't think OP is wrong to think that this is so weird. I think it's so weird. How she has handled it was 100% wrong. Can I suggest therapy? You need professional help to dissect the complex feelings you have about this huge change in your family dynamic. Hopefully with some guidance from a mental health professional, you'll be able to express your feelings to your siblings that you are sorry for your quote joke and you know you were wrong to say it. With your advice from a professional, hopefully you could explain it in private that this was a big adjustment for you and you're just not comfortable with it yet. Might be a while before you're comfortable with it. This very likely could mean that you won't be invited to their wedding. It also could mean the end of your relationship with your brother and sister. could strain your relationship with your parents and the rest of your family. You need to know this before you proceed and try to move forward gently with empathy. I would hope your siblings would be able to extend you some leniency and allow you time to adjust and or take space. But now with the damage of your joke, the chances of that seem smaller. This is probably my personal biases showing, but I think her siblings are very young to be getting married under these circumstances. If their marriage ends in divorce, it is going to be much more complicated than the divorce of a couple whose families aren't interwoven in this way. How long have they been dating, engaged, and living together? To be perfectly honest, I'm aware that this is judgmental and bitchy, but the way some people have been defending this as though it's totally ridiculous for OP to be uncomfortable makes me better understand why there's so much step-family porn out there. I was wondering who was watching it. I prefer not to have sex with anyone that I would run into at a family reunion, but I guess I'm just a judgmental asshole in that way, and I will look inward to try to figure out why I have this bias. OP was wrong and owes every person who is subject to this joke a sincere apology. I do think her discomfort is valid, just handled very immaturely. Please get therapy. Everyone needs it. That's
more in line. Yeah, because I don't question that it is odd and could be very weird, but to call them out, unless they're the ones, like, if they made that joke, like, ha ha ha, this is weird, we're like a Pornhub video, that's one thing, and then you can joke with them. But
I know I talk about this a lot on our podcast, but this is a situation where
they're too young.
It's not that they're too young, it's the combination of that they are 21 and they have grown up together.
Well, that's why it's okay. Siblings. They've known each other forever, they've been through so much.
No okay. Because this is like, because they were siblings, they were raised as siblings, and now they're only 21. So it's just, I worry about that. Because like this person said, what if this ends poorly, as most people who get married do actually end in divorce. Hate to break it to people. The divorce rate is not just, this is a fun fact, the divorce rate is not just a flat 50% line.
I can't wait to title this, here's a fun fact, the divorce rate, because we already have one with that same title.
The divorce rates are not, it's not a flat line. It's not, because people always say, well, one in two marriages end in divorce. It's very, very high the younger you get married, and then it goes down after about like 26, 27. It decreases really significantly.
Okay.
So I think that they're perfectly well within their right to say this is weird. I don't think it's, oh, it's weird because of society and it's weird because you've been raised. No, I think for eras and eras, people from different families have been raised as siblings and treated as siblings. And I think, you know, maybe in like medieval times, it was like you'd marry your cousin.
Here's the thing. If they were in the British royal alive, family, but you'd be fine with this.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah.
Because how did they meet? It's like, well, they're related.
They are related. I love that clip so much. They were third cousins. They have the same great-great-grandma. And then I ran the numbers for Alex because he was like...
Oh, yeah. I remember
that's,
that.
He was like, that's still so closely related. And so then I took the time to do all the genealogy math based on the number of women that he has had sex with.
Yeah, that Adderall is really helping you accomplish things.
And I was like, I was like, Alex, buddy, there's a 0.3% chance that you've had sex with someone who has the same great-great-grandmother as you. I was, you know, assuming all the people he's had sex with lived in the state of Michigan, which I think was a fair assumption. Mm-hmm, but anyway.
You don't know if she's from Canada. She goes to a different school.
I'm not at all equating this to, you know, actual incest, which is very wrong and has so many problems beyond just genetic mutations. But they are step siblings. Like, they've been raised since they were babies together. And so I worry about that dynamic. I think it is going to be problematic. I think there's going to be, aside from, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of codependency. It's going to be a really strange dynamic with your parents now, and you know, what is that going to look like? And they need to, I think they are making this choice, and if they are happy, then that's amazing, but they need to be prepared for comments like that. They cannot blow up at everyone who makes that comment.
From their family members necessarily, though. And I don't know that it's that it is saying it's weird. It was the joke. Is that
exactly? Yeah. No, I'm not excusing the joke. I just think that it sounds like they got very defensive when it was even brought up at all. Right. Like it sounds like OP started by saying, hey, this is kind of weird. And then the brother was like, why is it weird? Dude, you know why it's weird. You're marrying your stepsister. It's weird. You know it's weird. You just speak like all that he had to do was say, yeah, but we're super happy and we're not actually related. So y'all can just get over it. Right. Like, but again, this comes from being very young and very insecure and very unsure what you want. I don't know. I worry about a lot of things with this, but they're well within their right to feel weird. You know, the joke was really inappropriate. And like this commenter said, you know, get some therapy and apologize and you'll probably have a really weird relationship with them for the rest of your life. And you're going to need some counseling to move past this, I think. I don't like it at all. I wish we hadn't read this one.
You said you wanted to read this one.
I thought it's not. Well, I don't read them before because I want the reaction to be real.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Somebody said, not the asshole. That is fucking weird. What is up with this comment section?
I agree that it's weird. I just think they are the asshole.
The joke was inappropriate. Yeah, like joke was inappropriate.
I don't disagree.
I don't think you would be the asshole just for saying this is weird. Like, just for being like, elephant in the room, your step siblings. So this is a little awkward. Y'all need to understand that I might not be super on board with this right away. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't want you to be happy. It just means this is a little strange for me and I'm going to do my best to get past it. But like they have to acknowledge that this is going to make their families uncomfortable, right? Like I think they have to. Like you cannot expect everyone in your family to be like, oh, great. Step siblings, marriage, amazing. Let's call Pornhub, get them to film it.
They're not step siblings. They're half siblings.
Yes.
Right?
They are. Step
says half sister.
This is the OP's half sister and half brother. So yeah, so OP was so the original poster was the product
chart.
Okay, I think I figured it out. Okay, the OP was the older one, so she's the product of
her mom and dad.
Then mom and dad broke up and they both got remarried.
Had
other kids.
And those kids, I guess, are super hot for each other.
Yeah, but they have all been raised together, I'm assuming by some co-parenting arrangement. Right?
Yeah, she mentions in the post that they were raised within two separate households, but since they were in diapers, they've been raised as siblings.
As siblings, yes. Yes. So weird. I don't know. I think I stand firm in that you are allowed to feel uncomfortable and you are allowed to express that. But there's a line of like, don't make incest jokes.
I still think the weirdness comes more from like Western norms than anything else. Like, I don't know.
No,
I don't care because I don't know them and it's not my family.
I don't know. I think it'd be weird in most cultures, actually, unless other than the British royal family, I think most cultures at this point would say this is pretty weird. Mm.
To be fair, I don't think any of my siblings should get married, whether they're marrying someone they're related to or not.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them's already married, too. So, like, failed on that one.
Oh, there's an update.
Where? Okay.
It's in the comments. Update. I sincerely apologized. I showed my brother this thread and specifically showed him where I was called an ass by y'all. I wouldn't have done anything to show him the comments where I was told I'm not the asshole. He called me a dumb cunt because I was, quote, looking for validation. He's right. I'm the ass. I don't... your brother sounds like a prick.
Well, he's also pretty young.
Yes.
So this is another comment from the poster that says, I apologize again. I told my brother it was wrong of me to use the word incest. I let him talk and listen to what he had to say. My sister and I hashed everything out a few days ago, but my brother has still been kind of ugly towards me. According to y'all, I deserve it, so I've been taking it. My dad and mom have tried to talk to him as well, not so much about the fight, but his current attitude towards me. I've just been taking it honestly because I feel like an awful person. He skipped out on game nights with my husband, and their friends. I feel like they, my husband and friends, blame me for him not being around as often. At this point, I wish I had kept my mouth shut. But for the record, I've never had a problem with their relationship, nor have I discouraged it. All I've said is it's awkward for me to witness my brother marrying my sister. Why didn't I say it years ago? I don't fucking know. They probably would have torn me a new one back then, too. And to those who suggested I talk to someone else about it, not including suggestions to talk to a therapist, because I think that's actually a good idea, I don't believe in speaking to people about my feelings regarding others, especially family, unless those have heard it first. I don't like talking about people behind their backs. Shit, I've already shown my brother half of the comments here of those who agreed with him.
So you won't go to a therapist because you don't want to talk about them behind their back? I don't think it's right
to the internet,
but
right?
You'll go to the internet?
The justification would be, well, I already said it to their face, so this is okay.
I have a firm ruling of everyone kind of sucks here. The brother for his reaction to your apology, but again, he's 21, so what do you expect? All 21-year-old men are just angry, angry boys. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't get married. So. Okay.
Becca says ban marriage for people under 26, 25. When is appropriate to you to get married?
I don't know.
You love somebody that you've known your whole life?
Here's the thing. The combination of it's, you know, if it were one of the things, like step-siblings getting married, or it was they're 21 and 22 and they're getting married, neither of those alone is that alarming, depending on who you ask. But the fact that it's both, to me, is setting them up for a lot of problems. As you can already see, your brother has zero ability to manage conflict or his own emotions or resolve anything ever or accept an apology, right? He's and your sister has grown up with him, so she's probably codependent at this point and has not had time to develop her own personality. And so this is just going to be bad for everybody.
At what age do you think it's appropriate for step-siblings to marry?
I don't know.
Okay, then I don't know how you can say this is too young if you have no basis from when it's not too young. Also, how do you feel about the poster being married at 24?
Once they've had their own lives outside of their step-siblingness, like, if you're, like, older and you've already lived, you know, outside of your parents' homes for long enough that you know who you are, and then you're like, hey, this might be weird, but I have feelings for you, my step-sibling. And they're like, oh my god, that's crazy.
I've been watching a lot of very specific porn online, and only in the mornings. But like, what was I just going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to make another point, but forget it. I actually don't care. I do think the poster is an asshole, though.
For the joke.
Well, and also, for being like, I won't go and stuff on here. Just their general attitude seems pretty bad.
Everybody just sounds really young and stupid. Mm-hmm. It's,
good thing you're not.
It's true. There's one more comment. This is from OP. Let me point out, my family jokes about everything. When I broke my dominant arm 2 years ago, they would shout my name and say "catch" while throwing stuff, knowing I wouldn't catch it.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
When I was in high school, I used to jump towards people and yell, "catch me." But like, I never actually expected them to, so it was not a big jump. But that was always fun for me, and they hated it. I had a lot of friends.
I hate that, too.
Do that to Cammy next time you see her.
I don't know what she would do if I jumped at her.
She'd smile. Wag her tail.
There's a lot of interesting comments on this post. I want to know what our listeners think on this one. I do actually want.
I feel like we need a website where people can leave feedback.
If anyone is still listening, we will tweet this post also from the Twitter at the Unholy Pod. Please let us know what you think, because I really want to know what people think.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to a brewery.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, cool. Goodbye.
Great. Goodbye, everybody.